Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
We've got a question relating to nutrition today on the Ask Coach Perry cycling podcast. I'm Mr. Active David Katz, joined by Devlin Eden. And it's a simple one today, Devlin. Well, is it ever quite a simple one? But basically, talking about taking solids away. Up until what point can you maintain your performance sort of on only drinking water?
So this is something that's, I think, quite a large problem. And I mean, I've been caught up myself doing the same sort of problem as well. Firstly, just to touch on, there's a lot of sort of guys that will ride on only water because weight loss and sort of body fat percentage and that sort of thing is always on the back of their minds. And unfortunately, that's one sort of major focus in our lifestyle these days, is our body composition. So it's important, firstly, to just distinguish what is the goal of your training or race session. So are you there to just take part and ride because you enjoy the outdoors, or are you there to race and have performance goals? So that is the first key to have. So human beings, our bodies are made up in a way that we have enough fat stores that we can ride for extended periods of time. But we have to do that at a low intensity. So if we're riding on just water and you can go on for hours and hours on end, but you won't be able to, your performance was always going to take a knock. So it's going to be at a risk of your performance because you will not be able to put high intensity out purely on water over an extended period of time. If we have a full glycogen store, so if we've made sure that we've had good pre-event meals and pre-training meals, and our glycogen stores are sort of, call it a full tank if you wish, we could probably ride at a steady, hard tempo for about 90 minutes that you'd be able to sustain just taking water without having to take excess energy drinks or carbohydrates and that. So if we are dealing with the stop, start, and the high intensity interval type training sessions or racing kind of scenarios, we're then probably looking at no more than about 60 minutes of glycogen stores in our body that we can sustain without taking anything other than water. So it is important to, like I said, just touch on the goals and what the aim is of your particular session or what your performance goals are in a particular race. And if you are only going to ride with water, keep in mind that it will compromise your performance over an extended period of time.
Well, there you have it, as simple as that. Thanks very much, Devlin Eden. And just to add there, if you want some one-on-one time with Devlin and to join a really engaged group, just sign up for our online community. Go to coachperry.com/join. It gives you exclusive members-only video content, video coaching, and access to our private Facebook group. So do join us over there. But for myself, Mr. Active David Katz and Devlin Eden, we'll catch up with you again in a couple of days' time on the Ask Coach Perry Cycling Podcast.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.